guys. Okay, you guys, I'm back today with a Q&A. Now, this is just breaking down kind of where I've been and what's been going on with me. I decided to break it down, and I actually wrote the questions down in my notes on my iPhone. And just like quick Q&A updating you guys on like my mental health, my social media, my dating, all of that. Just breaking down story times and stuff for you guys. Because I feel like sometimes it's just easier for me to break stuff down in questions versus sitting on here telling the whole story. That way I can break everything down in pieces for you guys to understand. Because I know I have not been on here lately. And I kind of want to tell you guys why. But I'm going to break everything down to questions. I actually will do an actual different Q&A. That I got off a website a few days ago. I'll do that in a couple of days. But for now, we're just going to do like, you know, where I've been, what's been going on, how my energy has been and all that stuff. And I'm going to make this quick, you guys, because it's 7:12 and I have to get my daughter a bath soon. But right now she's eating, so I get some peace and quiet. I'm just playing. I love my daughter to death. But yeah, you know how it is when you have kids, you know. Because I like to do my podcast episodes in like quiet areas. So I'm in my room and I'm in a quiet area right now. So I'm going to get into this, you guys. Hope you guys enjoy it and understand where I'm coming from. And I am going to upload this, I promise you guys. So the first question is, how is my dating life? So basically, you guys, my dating life right now, just giving y'all an opinion, it feels like it's non-existent to a certain extent. It just doesn't feel like it's even there at all. As you guys know, I try to date. I try to encounter people. I try to get to know people and stuff, but I'm just really not I just really haven't met anyone as of lately that I feel like I can remotely see myself being with like that, to be honest with you. So right now my dating life is just, it's up and down, and some of the stuff I tell you guys, it's gonna be hard for y'all to believe because I can't believe it either. But yeah, that's just how I feel right now as far as my dating life. It's just non-existent. Two, how are me and my guy friend? So me and my guy friend, I think I talked about this in the last episode, but if you didn't listen to it and you're just listening to the Q&A, I'm just gonna give you guys a little update about that. So me and my guy friend, we're good. We're just really good friends, and that's that. I have kind of decided to date people outside of him because it just felt like he was still just wanting to keep going on dates with me, but he didn't want to give me a title. He didn't really know what he wanted versus I knew what I wanted. So I just felt like the best thing to do would be to just, you know, kind of move on and to a certain extent. We'll always be friends regardless of what happens. There's no hard feelings there. But when someone tells you out of their mouth that they basically don't want you to date other people, but if you were to date other people, they can't stop you. They don't want to hold you hostage, and they want you to basically do you. Take it and run with it, ladies. Because if a man really wanted to be with you and if he was really into you, he would not even want you remotely dating other people. He would be like, no, I'm into you. I just want to date you. And so it was a lot of mixed emotions and ups and downs and different things he said and didn't do. And I just feel like he is a good guy at the end of the day, but we haven't seen each other in like almost a month now. So, and we probably won't see each other the rest of this month because he's going to be going out of town for Thanksgiving. So I just kind of had to kind of move on for me. So there were no hard feelings, you know, but it's like there was no title there. There was nothing holding me there. And I just feel like as of right now, we're just really good friends, and that's just what it is. I don't know. I feel like I put 4 to 5 months into trying to date somebody and it just didn't go anywhere. So that's what it is. Who do I really want to be with? Question number three. Honestly, there is one person currently that I really do want to be with, you guys, but the only issue with that, me being with this person, is that they don't live in my state. They currently live in a different state. It's one of my exes. Yes, I know what you're thinking, but this is probably one of the only exes that I actually remain good friends with. We have a good rapport. We still talk every day. We still text every day. We still say we love each other. Like, we have a really great relationship. We're still there for each other. Basically, yeah, so that's somebody who I really would want to be with because they really actually know me. But being that they're in a different state than me, I just don't see how that's going to work unless he were to come back here. And I don't know, that's something that me and him been talking about, so I don't know. But for right now, you know, until there's like an official title, until we can figure out what we're doing and if he's coming back home, because you guys know I don't do long distance relationships, and yeah, I don't do long distance relationships. So that's kind of the tough part about it. So I'm just trying to figure that out. And I don't know. Hopefully me and him can get to a common ground and figure it out. But until then, I'm just doing me. Yeah. Number four, why did someone come back from my past? So I had a guy from my past come back recently, you guys. Me and this person actually used to talk for like 2 years on and off. And every time me and this person was supposed to meet or hang out or do anything, they would stand me up. Or if they didn't stand me up, they would just disappear on me for like a good 2 or 3 months at a time and then pop back up. And this was a constant thing, so it got old. So I got tired of being played and kind of having my mind played with. I really like this person, so I blocked the person. After I blocked them, they proceeded to call me like a week or so, 2 ago, trying to get back in my good graces. And at that point, honestly, I didn't really care anymore. But clearly, they felt some kind of way. So I didn't want to unblock them in my iPhone. So I texted them from my backup phone. I said, hey, I got your email, your voicemail. What did you want? They were saying they missed me. They wanted to make things work, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, I was skeptical because of the simple fact that they had just because of the stuff they did in the past by not showing up to hang out with me, disappearing and stuff. So it was weird. But anyway, this person actually wanted to hang out today. And then last minute, because they wanted to hang out at a certain time, my daughter obviously comes first and she had to go to patient first or urgent care or whatever. So I had to put her there first and they decided to like, let's push it back for another week. So I don't know. Honestly, I don't really trust this person like I did because of the things they did to me. And I really don't know what's going to happen between me and that person, because I just feel like in some weird sense that me and that person are just not on the same page. I don't feel like it's going to work out. We're just two different people just from the conversations we've had as of lately. So I don't know. And I'm really not trying to revisit somebody from that has hurt me and did things to me. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, you guys. I'll keep you posted. But again, I know y'all probably thinking, what does she got going on over there with her dating life? My dating life is crazy, y'all. Well, the non-existent of it is crazy. But yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen between me and this person, because honestly, there's like, their actions have to speak louder than their words. And I just don't know where me and this person stand. Yes, they've been texting me and calling me every day, but far as anything else, I just don't know where me and this person stand and if it's going to work out or not. Because like I said, again, just from conversations we had, it just feels like we're just two different people, you know, and it's like nothing wrong with that. But I just feel like this person is one way, I'm one way. And when you really sit down and talk to somebody, me and this person have been talking on and off for two years. We have been talking on and off for 2 years. But when you really sit down and talk to somebody, and you just realize you don't have much in common. Like, he's like the complete opposite of me in a lot of ways. And it's like, but it's funny because I was on a TikTok and this guy was like, women need to start dating men that don't have common interests with them, because then they might have a better outcome. But I don't know. I like to date people I have something in common with. So when I date somebody I don't have nothing in common with, it just kind of feels weird. So I don't know what God trying to tell me about this guy. But honestly, like I said, I don't see this situation really going anywhere. Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm really not feeling it. And then on top of that, it's just like I told you guys, my feelings for my ex are pretty much still evident. And I'm just trying to figure that out. What's next for me? So far as like what's next for me as far as dating wise, I honestly don't know, you guys. The reality is no man, no guy has given me a title. So I feel like without a title, without a ring, without anything, I can still do what I want to do. Until somebody gives me a title and tells me this is what we're doing, then I feel like I'm allowed to do what I want to do. Because nobody has given me a title. That's the biggest thing. Everybody wants to have a woman act like a girlfriend, act like a wife. They don't want to give you a title or a ring or nothing. So it's like, until somebody gives me a title, then I feel like I'm just going to keep doing me and focusing on me. Because I don't know what to do outside of that, you know? What I really want. Number six. I honestly just really want, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm being vulnerable with y'all on this podcast tonight. I really want good companionship. I want somebody to love me the way I love them. I want somebody to respect me, to be loyal to me, to be trustworthy, to be my a protector, a provider. I want someone that, you know, to come home to, for real. I want to build a family with somebody. I want my forever. That's really what I want, you guys. And I don't know, so far in the people that I've deal with or that I try to deal, or the people that try to talk to me or whatever, I just don't feel like there's, I don't see it getting to that level. I don't see that in them. So, yeah, I feel like until I get that from a man, until I feel like a man is on that level with me, then I probably will be continue to be single. Number 7, am I done with dating apps? I need to be done with dating apps, honestly. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I've still been getting on dating apps on and off. Like, I might get on them just to see what's on it. It's not on my homepage, though, on my phone. But I just scroll through the search section or whatever, and I can find it. But honestly, I need to be done with dating apps because there's nothing on there for me. But yes, I still use them. I haven't met nobody off them. Haven't given nobody my number. And I haven't just really been into them, because I'm gonna tell y'all a few story times at the end of this Q&A about what's been going on with these apps. But yeah, pretty much I'm still on and off them. This is me being real, when I officially get into a relationship with somebody, I'm done with the dating apps. Like, they're gonna go off my phone, they're gonna disappear, I'm gonna cancel all my subscriptions, like, because I honestly don't want to be on them. But it's like, I won't lie, some people on there are really cool. I've met people and had great conversations. They just turned out to be really good friends. So don't knock all dating apps. Sometimes I really just go on there and I be connecting with people. And then some people I connect with, we just become really good friends. And that's how we exchange numbers and we just keep in contact as friends. So it's not always about relationships for me. Like, if I can build a friendship with somebody, that's cool too. You know, so. But yeah, I need to be done with them. So hopefully I will be soon, y'all. All right, 8 is, will me and my ex be together? I honestly, again, I do not know, you guys. I hope me and my ex end up together. I really do. But again, like I said, it really all depends on if he is willing to, like, either move back here from where he's at now, or if he's willing to act, if he can't move back here right away, if he's willing to at least come visit me consistently and we visit each other or something like that. But if we can't do that, then I don't see it working out, because I don't like long distance. So yeah, I don't know. I don't really know who I'm meant to be with, to be real with you guys. I would love, you know, I don't know. It's really in God's hands. All right. Mental health. Am I depressed? I am not depressed, you guys. I'm actually happy to report that I have not felt no depression in a couple of months now. And it's been an amazing feeling. Going through that journey, because it took me forever to get here just to be able to not be sad all the time and cry every day. So I'm grateful for that. How is my anxiety? My anxiety, like, I feel like I still have anxiety every now and then, depending on what situations I'm being put in, who I'm around. If I'm driving places like I'm not familiar with, I still have anxiety like anybody else. I'm human. It just depends what situations I'm put in that cause the anxiety, basically. How is my mental health overall? My mental health overall, I would say it's pretty in a decent space. I'm human, though. I still feel things. Some days I might get sad or I might have a bad moment, but for the most part, I feel like my mental health is the best it's been in the last 2 years, because the last 2 years were the worst. So this is probably one of the healthiest points of my mental health, to be honest. Me finding out I'm an empath. All right, so basically, I did find out that, you know, I'm an empath, you guys. I've never talked openly about that with you guys on here, but I really didn't understand what an empath was until I kept hearing the phrase from my friends and family. They kept telling me, like, you're an empath, you're an empath. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is that? I didn't really know much about it. So I started doing Googling, researching, and then, of course, talking about it in therapy. And I realized that I am an empath, and that's something that a lot of people are wondering. Was an empath is somebody that just feels a lot of emotion. Like, let's say, for example, we have a best friend and their uncle dies. Even though it's not our uncle, we will feel like our uncle actually passed away too, because we feel what they're feeling. And sometimes it can be draining being an empath, because you feel everything. Like, everything just sucks you in and it takes your energy. And a lot of people take advantage of that in a sense. And you can be really drained from that. So it's kind of draining, you guys. And I think as of lately, my energy has been completely drained. How am I feeling overall? Overall, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The last 2 weeks overall, my energy has been really low. And I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute. It's been really low. Social media. Why I stopped using TikTok. So, as you guys know, I love TikTok. I was recording on it every day, 4 or 5 videos a day. I was getting a lot of followers. I was really enjoying it. The reason I stopped using TikTok is because after I got really sick with the bad cold, and then all this death started happening around me, like my friend passing away, and then the death of, like, on social media, like you had Takeoff from the group Migos pass away. Then before, a month before that, it was PNB Rock, and then it was Aaron Carter, they said, passed away today. It was like all these deaths and just social media. Not even just the deaths, but it was social media is nothing but drama. People on there disrespecting each other, women downing each other, men downing each other. It's nothing but negativity. So it was like I felt like my energy just happened completely off for like a while. And I just felt like if I went back to social media, I wouldn't have nothing to give social media because I don't have good energy right now. And I didn't want to bring, it was already a negative atmosphere. So why would I want to go back to a negative atmosphere when my energy is already off? So will I be back on TikTok eventually? But I don't know when I'm going to be back on doing videos on TikTok. I really have to get my mind together first because I have to be in a headspace. And right now, my energy is not where I want it to be for me to be recording reaction videos, to be honest. I'm just not on that right now. I'm just, you know, not feeling it. And it's funny, I'm not using it, but I'm still getting followers and likes on my videos, which I love. But I will be back on TikTok eventually. I just have to go back when I feel better. Like right now, I can't explain it, but my energy is very low right now. So I can't, even recording on here for you guys is tough because my energy is not where I want it to be for my recordings on here. But obviously, I want to give you guys an update. Two, why haven't I recorded for the podcast? So, like I said, you guys, I haven't recorded for the podcast because my energy has not been in a good space. It's been very low. I haven't felt good. I mean, just all these things going around in the world and my energy is just not where it needs to be. I'm not in a space to be able to give good recordings. It's easier for to record on here than to do TikTok because TikTok, you got to, people have to see your face and you got to have put your game face on. But when I'm, can't get my word now, but when I'm doing TikToks, you know, people got to see my face, whereas on here, I can just record without showing my face, so it's a little bit easier to record my feelings and stuff. But yeah, I will definitely be making more episodes for the podcast, and eventually, you know, I'll be back on here, but I need to come up with some like topic ideas to do with you guys as well. So yes, I'm going to try to get back to recording ASAP. Why I'm over social media. I feel like lately I've been over it because there's so much negativity on social media. It's nothing but drama and negativity and people who don't like themselves, bullying people, just negativity. It's nothing but people who don't like themselves or like their lives, bullying and talking about everybody. Like, you can't go through one comment section on Twitter or Instagram without somebody disrespecting or treating another person like crap or just being nasty and mean. It's like, I don't like that. So for me, when I see that up and down my timeline, after a while, it infuriates me, to be real with you, because I'd be like, why are people being so negative? Why are people being so nasty? And it's like, is this how y'all act every day? Like, the same people that talk this stuff behind the screen wouldn't even say it to somebody's face, but it's like they love to do it online. So just, it was kind of just, I was just over it, you know, over the negativity. Can't stand negativity. It drains my mental. Will I get back to social media soon? I do intend to get back on social media soon. I intend to go back to TikTok at some point. I just can't tell you when. I intend to come back on here and record more for you guys. Again, I don't want to give you guys set dates that I'm going to record and I don't record. Then you'll be like, oh, she didn't record. So I will be back very, very soon to officially be recording again. I'm going to get back to a lot of social media. I haven't even been posting on Instagram. Actually, I might post a picture of my Instagram today because I took a picture earlier because I thought I was going on my quote-unquote date or whatever. But then I didn't end up going. So so I don't know. I might post on there. I don't know. But yeah, so I do plan on getting back to Instagram or wherever I need to be eventually. Right now I'm just taking my time. Do I miss Instagram? I miss Instagram a lot. I love Instagram because I'm a picture person. So honestly, I haven't been on Instagram as much, but I did post something on Instagram like probably a few days ago. or a week ago or something like that. But yeah, I miss Instagram to a certain extent, and a certain extent I don't. So I post when I feel like it. All right. So why has my energy been off? Honestly, you guys, after I got sick with the cold for my daughter, I noticed my energy kind of went down from there because I was sick for like a good week or so. I don't know if I had a virus or what I had. I was like vomiting and all that stuff. Had a bad cold. And so from there, I noticed my energy was off. Like that happened. I was dealing with stress from my job, dealing with like rude patients. And I've been just, yeah, like I said, I was dealing with like rude patients and stuff like that. And so that was lowering my energy because I was feeling like, okay, I'm trying to help patients. They disrespecting me. They're being rude. It's just work was stressing me out. So between that work, thinking about the loss of my best friend who passed away, just it was a lot going on through my head. Like and also just feeling like I didn't really have anybody I could talk to. I felt like there was no outlet for me. I felt like I was just in this by myself, to be honest with you. I didn't feel like I, because truly, to be real with y'all, it's only a very select people that know me in my cell phone. Not many people that are in my phone know me like that. Even the people I grew up with don't know me as I am. They knew me when I was in high school or whatever, or college, but they don't know me now. Like, what I've been through, none of that, because it was never talked about, you know. And so, it's rare that the people I do have in my phone, the ones I do can count on, that do know me, it's amazing. But also, I don't want to drain them with my problems. Like, when I'm, like I told you, my ex, the one that I've been talking to again, he's one of the main people that knows me like the back of his hand. My friend who passed away, he knew me like the back of his hand. So it's like a lot of my friends, they know me, but they really don't know me to know how deep, you know, how deep it is to know me in a sense, you know. They don't know every single side to me. So that was a struggle. Just feeling like I just couldn't talk to nobody about how I'm feeling. Getting back on track. I definitely do intend to get back on track and get my energy back to where it's at. It's been rough. It's not been easy, but I am trying to get back to a space where, you know, I can feel good again. And, you know, things just will go back to being better for me. It's not easy, y'all, but you know, sorry y'all, I'm trying to fix this ringtone value. So yeah, so this is trying to figure. This is trying to, you know, figure everything out, you guys. I'm trying my best to get back on track, you guys. But again, I'm recording. So, what's my next question? Sorry, y'all. Gotta pull my notes back up. I miss my best friend. So yeah, I miss my guy friend so much, y'all. Like, I've been thinking about him every day. I get emotional about it. I feel like, you know, his life was cut too short. I haven't really dealt with, you know, all of his death like I probably should have dealt with it, but I just feel like he still has so much life to give, and I literally think about him every day, and I miss him dearly, and I wish that I could just pick up the phone and call him, and we could just talk about life, because I feel like right now I don't have nobody to talk to about, like, my emotions and how I'm feeling and stuff. So it kind of sucks because there's, like, not nobody I really can talk to about, like, my feelings or emotions and stuff. So it's just, like, everything's just piled in. And then, you know, just trying to I guess I'm just trying to figure it all out. So it's not easy, but you know, you got to pull through, because that's all you really can do, you know. So I've been just kind of in this space of just trying to figure it all out. I don't have all the answers, you guys. I don't think I'll ever have all the answers. But yeah, so I just really miss him a lot. And so that really bothers me. So, because I feel like it's not much I really can do. It's kind of like I'm just, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just here, and yeah. So I just miss him a lot. One of my favorite memories of my friend who passed away was probably the first time I met him. I remember we met at his job, and I never forget this because I parked in the wrong parking spot because there was so many buildings back there. And he worked for like a scooter company. So I remember him like being on his scooter, and he just came across the street on his scooter to get me because like, where are you? And I'm like telling them where I'm at, and I'm panicking because I had an anxiety attack because I got lost. And I remember him coming over to me like, it's going to be okay. He found me. I remember like him telling me that he had like his nephew or like his cousin or somebody that he was babysitting that was in the warehouse or whatever. And he was like, so I can't stay over here too long. And then I remember him just his laughter. Like, we sat in my car and we talked for like an hour or so. And I just remember that he had all black on and he had a yellow vest. And he had the scooter that he drove across the street on. And I remember that same day, like, getting in my car to leave. And he was like, I'm going to text you as soon as you leave. And, like, I didn't even get all the way down the road before he sent me a text. But even before that, like, I just remember, like, when we hugged each other, when we got out the car, he was like, give me a hug. Goodbye. And so that was, like, sorry guys, I'm trying not to cry about this, but I remember like when he gave me a hug goodbye and he wrapped his arms around me, he just like held me, and it was one of the most genuine hugs I had ever gotten in my life. It was so genuine, like you could tell, like just by hugging him, just by touching him, like he was a good person. You could feel it on him. And that's what I mean when I say people who have good energy and bad energy. Like, you can feel it on someone's body sometimes that they're a good person or not. And like, I just remember hugging him and just feeling like this genuine connection. And I remember I just kept holding him tighter. And he was like looking at me and he was smiling. And he was like, oh, you needed that hug. And it was like, first time I met him, like, he didn't touch me, he didn't try to kiss me, he didn't try to do anything. He just wanted to be my friend, and that was how I remembered him, as a friend. Like, you know, most men, you go to hang out with them, they all over you, but he was just genuine. And so I'll never forget that memory, because that was one of the times where I was like, this is a genuine person. But anyway, y'all, I'm crying, so I better stop talking about that. But, yeah, so that's one of my fondest memories of him, and that'll probably stay with me for a lifetime. But all right, so now I want to give you guys some story times about what's been happening. So I'm gonna tell y'all story time. So I had this guy on one of the apps I use. He tried to talk to me. So the first message he sent me was not even, hey, how are you, whatever. He sends me a message after we match, and he's like, do you have a daughter? How old is she? I'm like, yes, I have a daughter. It's clearly on my profile. I say in my bio that I have a daughter. I'm like, she's 5 years old. Why? He then says, oh, is her father in her life? I was like, y'all are real, real bold on these apps. Why would you ask somebody if their child's father's in their life? For one, that's none of his business. For two, most men that do try to date me, they already know up front about my situation with my child's father. But I don't really tell people about that unless we are getting serious, or unless me and the person are talking on a daily basis. Then I'll say, yes, this is happening, this is not happening. But other than that, no, I would never like blatantly, you know, do that. So I was like, why do y'all feel like y'all need to know all my business after one conversation? It was weird, y'all. And then on top of that, like, some other weird stuff I have experienced lately on these apps is, like, most of the men that try to talk to me, they literally don't know what they want. They'll ask me stupid questions. They'll rush to get my number. It's just all kinds of shit I deal with, y'all. They ask me questions like, do you have a car? I'm like, no, I don't have a car. I just walk everywhere. It's crazy questions, y'all. But yeah, those are just a few story times that I have gathered. Trust me, I do have more, but I can't think of them right now. But yeah, it be so much crazy stuff on these dating apps, y'all. So be careful out there. I look forward to the day when I can be done with apps, to be honest with you guys. I really don't get on them either because, like I said, I don't have time for that. But anyway, guys, it's 7:42. My daughter has to get a bath and I have to get ready for bed. So peace and love.